And when we record sound around Atlanta, we've learned a lot over the last 5 years. Take, for example, this clip of audio. It was overmodulated when we were trying to record lions at Zoo Atlanta. Turns out we were just too close to the lions, and to fix that, we recorded again, but from a greater distance. And we took the lesson to heart when we were recording over at Fort McPherson. It closed in 2011, but back when it was in operation, each evening as the flag was lowered, a cannon was fired. And we had a suggestion to capture the sound, but we weren't sure how close we could be because we didn't know how loud a cannon would be. So we solved this by making two recordings at the same time. The first one was right next to the cannon, and the second recording was about 250 yards away. Surprisingly, both sounds came out fine, and in the final production of This Atlanta Sound, we actually combined both those recordings.
When the flag is lowered, there's two people there that retrieve the flag, fold the flag, and encase it.
Colonel Deborah Bratton Graves was the commander at Fort McPherson. It opened in 1885 and closed in 2011.
Every evening, we have what we call retreat. You'll hear the sound of the cannon. You'll be able to witness the lowering of the flag, and all traffic stops because you're giving honor and tribute to the flag.
This is the 5th anniversary broadcast of Atlanta Sounds.
My name is Rina Manosky, and I live in Roswell, and I'm a flamenco teacher and dancer. I would like to be dancing at age 70 or 80, but if I lasted that long. So I looked for a form of dancing that I could go keep on doing. Flamenco is made up of el cante, the singing, el toque, the guitar playing, and el baile, the dancing. Your wrists are working very, very hard, slowly, and very central in a way. Fingers are spread out. You can do inward movement towards yourself or outward movement towards others. Sometimes we can make it very sharp to express our feelings. If we are angry, for example, or the singing calls for anger, we could close our fist. One can learn choreography of flamenco, but in the end, the goal to be flamenco is to be liberated from any of those things. So the flamenco dancer who is great is someone who can transmit that emotion to you directly. That's when that beautiful flamenco, like the flamenco that I love, flamenco puro, pure flamenco, that's when I say ole. Ole is the word of acknowledgement. You can say ole, like ole, the way you like it, or you can say ole, the way you go, oh yeah, I understand totally. So that moment that we create between dancer, the musicians, and the singer, it's something special, and it can only live in that moment. When that happens, it's fantastic. Right, left, right,
swat it. Just relax. And you're listening to Atlanta Sounds. We're looking back at the last 5 years, and one of the producers who's done some of the work for Atlanta Sounds is producer Scott Cassavant. Scott, welcome to Atlanta Sounds at 5.
Hey, Dave.
One of the ones that really kind of stays on our radar is very relaxing, very peaceful. I guess the best way to describe it is to play it.
My name is Alicia Evans. I am a canoe guide here at the Chattahoochee Nature Center. I come out here all the time. I never get tired of it. I live by the river, I play in the river, I paddle the river, I drink the river, I love the river.
Ah. What can you tell us about this person who's clearly in love with nature, wildlife?
Yeah, Alicia Evans, the canoe guide. It's always so exciting to find somebody so passionate about what they do, because if they've got that enthusiasm and interest, it kind of doesn't even matter what the sound is, because they're so engaging and so interesting, and you love to hear like their passion really come through in what they're saying. And I mean, the bonus was that we were out on the canoe on the river, and it was beautiful, and the weather was perfect for the first half.
That's actually kind of cool to be out on the water and hear the power of the thunder. I love being out here and just hearing it. Wow.
You know, when you're listening back to her, you can't help but think this is another example of an Atlanta sound that doesn't necessarily have an iconic sound. But it is, it's like you said, it's just her. She was so in love with what she did, it didn't matter what the sound really was.
To me, obviously, she, her character, the type of person she is, was the centerpiece of all of the sound. It was the most lovely sound of the whole thing.
Look at the little duckies feeding.
Looking back at the past 5 years of Atlanta Sounds, does anything stick out to you, or maybe a story that we've told, or even a technique that you like to use when you're recording?
I think just always, pretty much always, my point of departure is to talk to the person and really, really draw that person out. It's something I like to do in my normal life, is to like get to know a person and not just talk about the weather, but to actually really, really get in there and get to know people. And I think the cool thing about Atlanta Sounds is that's sort of the unspoken goal, is to find not just these iconic sounds from Atlanta, but these people that could sort of only come from the environment or the atmosphere that the Metro Atlanta creates.
Scott Cassavant is a producer here at WABE and one of the great soundscape artists. That's how we refer to you sometimes. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Rock on, Dave.
This week marks the 5th anniversary of Atlanta Sounds, and today we're looking back at some of the sounds you know and some of the sounds that really they debuted just this week. Here's another Atlanta sound that features just the sound alone, and it's courtesy of the Georgia State University rowing crew. They're out on the Chattahoochee River early one fall morning. And here on the river, it's crisp and it's cool on this particular morning. The rowers are extraordinarily dedicated. They have to be, because this recording was made at 4 in the morning.
Catch it together, please, gentlemen. Catch, drive, finish. Catch, drive, finish. There you are.